So here we are at Drakencroft Motorcycles, Stockwell Head in Hinckley, the amazing open day, celebrating the amazing new machines from Kawasaki and Royal Enfield. And I'm joined by British Superbike winner, Glenn Irvin. Hello, Glenn. How you doing, mate?
Yeah, good. It's nice to be in Hinckley. Been away for a few weeks in Spain, so yeah, nice to come over and to be here at Drakencroft today.
Brilliant. So I'm just looking at the these amazing Kawasaki road bike machines, and you're telling me that the machines that you ride on the track are not dissimilar.
Yeah, no, it's very, very similar. Obviously, Kawasaki have a fantastic range, you know, to cover all sorts of riding wants, you know, by different customers. And the bike I ride in the road is a ZX10 RR, and really from the bike that you can walk into here and buy compared to my bike, there's about 30 brake horsepower of a difference. We actually have less electronic than what you would have yourself, so you could have traction control just buying one out of the showroom. Our regulations don't allow it, so they're very, very, very similar. And I think that's good. It's nice that you can talk to Kawasaki riders who ride in the road, and you can kind of compare some things and understand, you know, what they feel, and vice versa.
Brilliant. Now, you spend a lot of time riding motorcycles on the track. Do you spend a lot of time riding them on the road as well?
No, I'm actually going to do my test for the first time this year. You know, I'm 29 now, and you know, my little boy's 2.5 years age, so you know, I feel like I'm mature enough to, you know, that bikes aren't toys as such. And you know, I always believe when you're on the road, you gotta, you know, remember you're on a public road. And yeah, I'm looking forward to getting my test. I don't know which model of Kawasaki I'll go for. There's like I say, the range is that good, but I think for me it'd probably be the complete opposite to what I race. Something, you know, lower in horsepower, and I can nip to the gym with a backpack on, and I'd enjoy that. It's nice, you know, at the weekends I get to throw my leg over a 230 brake superbike, so in between times I don't need that for my fix.
Yeah. So you were telling me a little bit earlier about how important it is to look after yourself fitness wise now. So what sort of fitness regime would a guy who's riding at top level like yourself have?
It's so busy. It's like my job literally is the fitness side of it, you know, and the racing is like 12 weekends of the year. So the full time bit's the fitness side. So yeah, like cycling, you know, we're all strong cyclists, you know, most of the guys that do it, that race, running, really, really strong at. We do loads of reaction work. I work with a personal trainer 3 times a week. Try to cycle 2 to 3 times, throw a little run in there, get your physio in. It's crazy the amount of stuff we do. We do loads of reactions. You know, we buy like some lighting equipment, you know, the lights target up and light in different areas, and we're running after them and tapping them as quick as we can. And yeah, there's a lot goes on. Like we do our VO2 max tests every year, and you know, the amount of times, you know, I've heard myself and different riders, like you could be a Premier League footballer in terms of fitness, you know, where we don't it's often perceived to be we just sit on this motorbike and go around. But believe you me, when you're riding something that's nearly 200 kilos that has 230 brake horsepower and you're doing 200 miles per hour, yeah, there's a lot going on there, and you can soon see why.
We were just talking a little bit earlier about, you know, you were saying about you're sitting on this machine, you're doing 200 miles an hour, and all of you and your fellow riders are going almost shoulder to shoulder. That must be horrendous.
No, it's surreal. It's unbelievable. It's awesome. You know, it's I can't explain what it's like other than you'd need to do it yourself. But to ride that close,
I can assure you, I wouldn't, mate. No, I wouldn't.
No, to ride that close with other riders, you know, at them speeds is class. When we sit here now and think about it, you know, that's when I appreciate what I do. In the moment, you don't say, "Oh, this is really cool," because all you're wanting to do is get to the front of the race. But yeah, like I've did it on short circuits, I've did it on public roads at Northwest 200, where you're elbow to elbow. There's a little bit more respect for each other in a road event because the consequences you can be much worse if it goes wrong. But it's unbelievable what we can do at that speed, what the bikes are capable of doing, and what your brain does. It's fascinating.
So I'm guessing that what we're saying, I mean, a lot of people here at the open day, I mean, there's no feeling like being out on the open road on a motorbike, is there?
There's no feeling like it in the world. You know, I've ridden bikes when I was 3 years of age, and you know, my love for them and passion is every bit what it was then, if not more. And you meet so many people, like-minded people, from all walks of life, and it's a real common denominator. And for me, it's a icebreaker with conversations. And yeah, it's everyone does it for different reasons. You know, I love bikes because I love racing and I love winning. Other people, they get their same kick than what I get, but they can do it by riding on the public road. And it's fascinating. It's anyone that hasn't got into bikes, you know, I couldn't recommend it high enough. You know, there's really safe ways to do it. All the training's there, whether it be racing or, you know, getting your road license. And you know, I can't speak highly enough about the Kawasaki machinery. You know, from beginner level right up to expert level at the minute, it's really covered across the board.
Brilliant. And you've got high hopes for 2019 seasons?
Yeah, that's you know, that's my main job. You know, we're paid to win races, and we've like I say, a great manufacturer behind me, a great team, and competition's also really, really tough as well. So it's going to be a big year in British Superbikes. There's a number of us that can win, but I believe the package that we have and the experience I now have, a couple of years under my belt, you know, a few race wins thrown in there, the ingredients are there, and I feel fit. You know, like you say, I'm just back from 11 weeks training, and we've been talking about it now. It's got to the point now you don't want to talk about it anymore. You just want to get out there, and my adrenaline's boiling because it's I think 2 weeks till the first round, and I can't wait.
Good luck with the 2019 season. Thanks for joining us on FOSS 107, and enjoy the rest of your day at Drakencroft Motorcycles.
Thank you very much. Cheers. Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you.